Shut up and sit down.
Jeff Erickson with us as always for our fantasy sports podcast here on Breakfast with Benz. Tim Benz along with you in advance of Thanksgiving. We are giving the podcast a couple days early because of the holiday. Lots of football to talk about on Thanksgiving as always. Playoff implications in these games. Fantasy playoff implications, I'm sure, for many of your leagues. Jeff, good to have you on. What do you got for Thanksgiving Day plans? Is it just in front of the TV for three straight games right in a row or what?
Pretty much. I'm with my wife's side of the family as well. I'll have to be a little surreptitious about it. Probably some good use of DVR as well here and there. But doing something tonight on the Tuesday night SiriusXM Fantasy show that I do. We every year we do a Thanksgiving games draft. And so there's six of us draft from the players just playing on Thanksgiving Day and night. And just have a one-day draft. And it's always a tradition we do, six of us, PPR league, pick through all the roster, basically, for all the six teams playing, and, best score wins. And no subs, nothing like that. Just it's basically DFS for one day.
Jeff, in my touchdown-heavy league that I tell you about all the time, I might take Jamal Williams first. He practically won me my game last week.
And if you have Jamal Williams, I'm sure you're living right. I'll tell you that much. It took, DeAndre Swift getting hurt. It took, including them being super cautious with Swift when he came back and being in a lot of goal-to-go situations. So many times I see players get tackled at the one. Oh, here comes Jamal Williams. Trot, trot, trot onto the field there. And,
it's
really
like Jerome Bettis the year the Steelers had Deuce, and Deuce would get all the yards before he got hurt. Yep. Then Bettis would come in
exactly
and polish
right.
off the touchdowns.
And Tim, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Freeman McNeil and Brad Baxter. That was the way the Jets used to roll. Freeman McNeil was this great tailback, and Brad Baxter would come in and go for all the touchdowns. I mean, there's a lot of backs like that in the day. Icky Woods was that way. James Rooks would do all the work, and then Icky Woods would get the touchdown and do the shuffle.
I remember both those guys very, very well. We'll get to Steelers-Bengals of 2022 in just a little bit, but those – Bengals teams of the late 80s, early 90s, and they used to kill the Steelers. And I remember Brooks was a total Steeler killer. And yep. I grew up in Connecticut, even though I was a Steelers fan. My family's roots are from back here, but I grew up in Connecticut, and it was Jets, Giants, Patriots. Everybody loved Freeman McNeil when I was growing up. All the Jets fans
sure.
loved Freeman McNeil.
Yeah, what's not to like? He was a hell of a player. And I went to a Bengals home playoff game against the Jets where Freeman McNeil just killed us.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, Bengals had a lead after a quarter, and then the Jets just took over the defense. That was I don't think Klecko played that game, but Gastineau had a big game. And
Marty Lyons, maybe?
Yeah, maybe so. I think, it was like two-thirds of the sack exchange, basically. It was a cold. It was a very cold and wet day, and that was I think that's prior to last year. That was the only Bengals playoff game I was in person for.
So let's proceed with this exercise then, Jeff. You got a top five or a top 10 you want to give me for the draft choices on Thanksgiving?
I'm still working through that a little bit there, but I got to imagine Justin Jefferson's going to be high on the list. Tony Pollard, Tony Pollard's a league winner right now. In fact, I'd probably start with Pollard. But Josh Allen's obviously going to go very high. In fact, good news on Allen today is that, he's listed as limited, but he didn't have the protective sleeve on his elbow, and he threw in the open media portion of practice. So something he hadn't been doing the previous 2 weeks. So good news coming out of that. There's a lot of fancy friendly players. And, of course, the great Jamal Williams, too.
Of course,
let's not forget
yes.
about that.
Yeah, my team MVP. We mentioned Steelers and Bengals. I walked away from that game feeling like I watched two football games 30 minutes at a time. The Steelers are just a train wreck after halftime. And you got Jermaine Pratt coming out and saying that they're running the same plays over and over again. You got Eli Apple questioning why Deontay Johnson isn't targeted anymore. You got Lael Collins saying that TJ Watt is whining to the referees. And, in a weird way, when I walked away from the Tomlin press conference today, I didn't necessarily feel like he dismissed any of those theories from the Bengals. He wouldn't validate any of them. But at the same time, his answers led you to believe that he felt like each one had a certain nugget of truth.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I will say, Kenny Pickett looked better in that game than I've seen him all year, especially in the first half. But and especially when they were running a little bit of the zone reads, that was working. And Najee Harris looked like he had more jump than he's had all season long. And Pickens, I mean, we can talk about that drop at the end of the game. It really didn't matter because they still scored on the drive, but it mattered to Pickett and to fantasy players. But
exactly.
It should have been two touchdowns for Pickett, basically. But Pickens looks good. The Bengals, again, do what they do. They adjust very well at halftime. And it was they were more on the play calling for sure. They adjusted pretty well. And the offense was just a machine all game. I mean, Joe Burrow may not be the best quarterback in the NFL, but I'm very happy he's mine. I'll say that.
Yeah, and we've seen Burrow in Pittsburgh at his worst and pretty close to sometimes his best. I thought he was really good against the Steelers in the two games last year, as good as he needed to be, and that times didn't have to be all that good, and he still was. So yep. I've always been impressed with Burrow. You mentioned Pickens. I've got him, and I've yet to play him. I probably should have played him last week. Good advice. Thank you for it last week on Mooney. He at least scored a touchdown for me. This is more my conventional scoring league where I've got Pickens. Mooney would have been my third guy anyway. It's Thielen who I should have sat for Pickens. My options this week are Thielen, again, Mooney. Judy, if he comes back, and Pickens. Pickens taking on the Colts. Do I get Pickens into a top three spot for wide receivers this week, do you think?
Yeah, I don't think I'm starting Judy until I see him play a full game. Maybe if he has full practice all week, then maybe I'll relent a little bit. But yeah. I don't know if this Denver offense is fixable. You know, once again, Denver would be 9-1 if every game, if they could have scored 18 points in regulation. 18. That's all that takes. 18 points gets in regulation, gets them to 9-1 right now. That's how bad the offense has been and how good the defense has been for them.
You know, I actually, with Lockett coming back against the Raiders, my top two guys are going to be Samuel and Lockett. And then basically I got to decide between Pickens, Mooney, and Judy. So and Thielen. So if we're ruling Judy out, would you go probably with Pickens or would you go with Mooney against the Jets?
So I would go, you know, we don't know if Justin Fields is going to play. My guess is he's not. I think the Bears are being a little coy about it because they don't have to do an injury report until Wednesday. Eberflus kind of danced around the question a little bit yesterday. And if I'm the Bears, I think it's lunacy to try to play Fields if he's at all hurt. There's zero reason to push this, especially against the Jets defense, which is really nasty.
Sauce Gardner, who'll probably be on Mooney, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing too. So I'm leaning Pickens here, and then probably Judy second if he gets a full practice. I mean, I go Pickens then Thielen. Actually, I think just given all the circumstances here.
I wouldn't even have to put Thielen in then because I got Samuel and Lockett, so I could put those as my top two guys, and then flex. I could flex Pickens or I could put Zeke in as a flex.
You're now counting on goal line carries from Zeke. That's his role. Yeah. He's Jamal Williams now.
That'd be a great game for me to watch then if I could get those two to play together on Thanksgiving instead of hosting the Thanksgiving games. No, I'm going to be invested in the Thanksgiving games one way or another. Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that. And unfortunately, because it is Thursday, I got to make that decision early. But I'm going to put Mostert back in the starting lineup against Houston. Mostert's been okay for me this year.
Yeah, he has. He's losing some of the share to Jeff Wilson. Against Houston, the formula has always been run a lot. Although, be honest, Washington ran it 40 times, not all that effectively. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of squeeze with that juice there.
When's Chase coming back?
Maybe this week. More likely next would be my guess. We'll see what the practice reports say. I know they're hinting at it, but at the same time, you know, and the thing is, the Bengals schedule, the Titans in Tennessee this week, they've got Kansas City coming up, they got Tampa Bay coming up, they got a Buffalo game coming up. They've still got two more divisional games against the Browns and the Ravens, and they got the Pats on the schedule too. There's not an easy spot in there. And the Browns game will be Deshaun Watson's first game back.
You know, something about that Steelers-Bengals game that, you know, Tomlin said this today was kind of interesting to me, surprising to me. He almost made it sound like, once Mixon went out, they started paying attention more to Boyd in the absence of Chase than Higgins. And if that was their plan going in, I don't understand it. And Higgins shredded him.
Yes. Yes, he was unstoppable. It was beautiful. And the thing is, other guys stepped up. Trent Irwin, who they, you know, has been on the practice, on and off the practice squad all year. He stepped up big time, got the touchdown, and then the other, like the 30-yard play where he made a nice toe tap and then made the turn. I think he's earned himself a full-time spot over Mike Thomas now. The one thing the Steelers did well is they, you know, just caused a lot of chaos at the line of scrimmage. Sacked Burrow twice, chased him a few other times, had four batted balls, two which ended up being interceptions. Both interceptions were both because of play tips at the line of scrimmage. But you know what? The secondary still needs some work. The pass rush is obviously better with Watt back, They need even more help, I think, on the corners.
What do we think of the night game for Thanksgiving?
You know, Tim, I'm struggling to figure out to try to project how this game's going to go. I know the Vikings were overinflated based on their record. They have a negative points differential right now, but I also think they're way better than they showed. I think this is one of those where everything went sideways. I mean, they lost Darisaw early. There's a strip sack very early, and you know, it just kind of got one of those games that spun out of control. I don't think they're this bad. I think they're a better coached team now than they've been in the past. I think they bounce back, but man, trying to bounce back against Belichick and the Pats, man, that's not an easy ask.
Yeah, I've got Cook as one of my running backs along with Jamal Williams in my touchdown league, and I'm not expecting very much. I set a record last week, Jeff, in that league because I had not only Jamal Williams, but I also had Travis Kelce and Tyler Bass kicking field goals. So I got up into the 90s on my point, and that was like it's certainly
nice.
a record for the time that I've been in this league. I think they had somebody a couple years ago that got into the hundreds, but it's one of those where I almost felt guilty about it or upset about it because I'm never going to get this many points again, and I won by 60. You know what? You ever had those weeks?
I was just going to say, you played in a week where scoring was way down. You know, I had so many leagues where I was down this week because I have a lot of Justin Jefferson. I have a lot of Nick Chubb. I have a lot of my Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on bye. I have some Evans. I have some Christian Kirk. You know, so I had all these great receivers on bye. I have Chase in a lot of leagues, still not back. You know, I had a bad week. This was one of my worst weeks, actually. So it's funny that you had your best week at the same time as a lot of people had their worst week.
I have a flex position question here. Two wide receivers and one running back. I've had this back for the whole time. I've yet to play him. And what I saw last week, I thought, well, maybe it's now Pacheco, or I could go with wide receivers with DJ Moore or Devontae Smith.
Is this your touchdown league?
This is my touchdown league.
Pacheco then.
Yeah, because they're playing the Rams too.
Well, yeah, and I just, you know, I think he's more likely to score than those other two guys. Especially, I think Smith versus Pacheco is your debate. I can't trust DJ Moore. They're facing Denver this week. I think that's a bad spot. And if Baker Mayfield's still a quarterback, and it's an even worse spot for him. He just, for whatever reason, he and Baker don't click. So I would probably start Pacheco, and I think it's a pretty comfortable decision, actually.
What else are you looking at, Jeff, this week from a fantasy trends point of view?
Well, no buys this week. So our threshold for what is good enough to start goes a little higher. Just keep that in mind. But keep in mind also, week 14, start of the fantasy playoffs for some people, or maybe the last week before the fantasy playoffs, six teams are on bye. So this is not a bad week to start looking ahead at maybe finding some possible pickups, some stashes so that you can play that particular week. Whether it's, you know, James Cook on the Bills or, Sky Moore or something like that, keep that as an option for you there. Start looking ahead a little bit. See who's played their buys, who's starting to earn more playing time.
Jeff, thanks as always. Appreciate the time. Where can people find RotoWire? What can they find at RotoWire this week?
Well, a lot of our content is going up on the site early this week because it's Thanksgiving week. But my rankings for the week will come out tonight. But we have a free agent article. We've got streaming defenses. We've got backfield and receiver trends. If you're looking for picks against the spread, we got that covered as well. A lot of different angles. You can all check it out. Free peek behind the paywall by going to rotowire.com/free.
Jeff, have a great Thanksgiving. Put the DVR to use, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Awesome, Tim. Thank you.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire.